The Giants have released their 26-man NLDS roster for their series against the Dodgers, which gets underway tonight. A few surprises on that roster. Johnny Cueto not on the roster, that being among the surprises. They go with 14 position players and 12 pitchers. So we'll talk about what that means, and we'll go position by position comparing these two juggernauts, the Giants and the Dodgers. 107 wins for the Giants, 106 for the Dodgers. Giants went 10-9 against LA in 2021. The Dodgers had the slight edge in run differential, so it's hard to find an edge, but we'll look going position by position, and we'll ultimately make a prediction for how this series is going to go. So all of that next on today's Locked On Giants podcast.
You are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. Thank you so much for making Locked On Giants your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms, which now includes YouTube, so thank you so much for checking us out there. This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app and join me at some point this weekend to get in on the action. And coming up on today's show, as I said, we're going to talk about the Giants releasing their 26-man roster, the surprises that exist on that roster, if there are any, and what it means that they're going with 14 position players, 12 pitchers, and then we're also going to go position by position, looking for an edge between these two teams that have been so tight and close this season, and really for the last almost decade, they've been neck and neck, even though the Dodgers have been pretty dominant against everybody else. So we'll talk about that. The numbers, really, that, you know, that's not just me saying that. It's actually true. The Giants and the Dodgers, I'll just say that now. It's kind of a great way to open and to prepare for this series. Since 2013, which is when the Dodgers first went on this run, you know, first started this run of dominance and first won the National League West and, you know, would go on to win it 8 consecutive years, they have played the Giants 162 times, so exactly a full season's worth of games, and they're 82-80 against the Giants, and they're almost 300 games over 500 against everybody else. And so it's unbelievable how they've played each other, you know, they've played so close to, you know, the same record against each other, and then the Dodgers almost literally 300 games over 500 against the rest of Major League Baseball. So it's just been the story that for whatever reason, these teams have played tight, close, competitive games. So as we go further into today's show, we're going to try to figure out who has an edge here. A lot of people, you know, in the national media will tell you that it's just Dodgers, no question, but really, as we'll look and see, there's a lot, you know, it's a lot closer than people would think, and we know that. I mean, the Giants won 107 games, for crying out loud. Of course they're a good team, and of course this is a tight, close series on paper. So anyway, we'll get into that in a minute, but I do want to talk about the playoff roster, the National League Division Series roster for the Giants being announced today, and the surprises on that roster. So the big one, I guess, is that Johnny Cueto is left off. I don't know how much that's a surprise as much as it's just noteworthy. It's not really a surprise because he wasn't going to be in that starting rotation. He's not among the four best starters on the Giants, and you're not going to go with a five-man rotation in a series like this because of the built-in off days. Yes, it's possible you go five games, but there would be two off days before a game five, so there's no need to pitch your fifth best starter. You'd much rather loop around and go to the front end guys, Logan Webb and Kevin Gausman, instead of going to a back-end guy. So that's pretty obvious the way that works. And then, you know, their bullpen, Cueto hasn't been a bullpen guy all season except his last appearance coming off the injured list. He made a quick little bullpen appearance, and it went fine, but the issue is they have a bunch of other good relievers, and Cueto's role would be kind of long relief, and the Giants are hoping and thinking that they're not going to need that. And I understand that, again, with the built-in off days in a series like this, there's going to be an off day on Sunday for sure, and then if it goes five, there would be an off day on Wednesday as well. And so, you know, if a starter has to leave early and if they have to cover some innings, they believe they can, you know, be fine because they would have the off day for guys to rest. And so that to me is perfectly justifiable. And so it's really not that much of a surprise as much as it is noteworthy. So the other kind of decisions of note, the fact that they leave Cueto off the roster meant that they ended up going with 12 pitchers and 14 position players instead of, I thought that if Cueto made the roster, he would be that 13th pitcher, and then it would obviously mean they have to remove a position player. And that's also part of the consideration, because not having Cueto on the roster basically gives them an extra position player. And I think that that is really valuable for them because they do so much pinch hitting. And so to have an entire extra player on the position player side is valuable. And so the guys who made it who were kind of on the bubble, for me, I only saw two position players who were kind of on the bubble in Alex Dickerson and Steven Duggar, and they both make it. And I think that that's the right call. Now, Dickerson has basically struggled all season long, and you know, there's a case to be made that he shouldn't make a postseason roster. But the fact is, he has a track record of hitting for power against right-handed pitching. We've seen it in 2019. We've seen it in 2020. We've seen flashes of it in 2021. And the fact is, he's probably not going to start any games unless, you know, there's something goes wrong. But off the bench, just to be able to have a guy who you can go to when the alternative is nobody, right? The alternative is maybe you run out of position players and you have to send up Kurt Casale, as an example, the last guy off their bench, maybe against a tough right-handed pitcher, maybe Blake Treinen, maybe Kenley Jansen in a big spot late in a game with runners on base. The alternative is right on right and your backup catcher versus Alex Dickerson, who maybe is struggling this season, but also has that track record of being able to come through and hit for power and be a factor in those types of situations. So I think that that's a real benefit. And then, of course, Steven Duggar also makes this roster, and we know what he can do, and he can go in for defense. He can go in for base running if you need, you know, if Wilmer Flores gets on base and he's the tying run in the ninth inning and you want to make sure you have someone fast out there who can score on a ball in the gap, you've got Steven Duggar. So I think this is the best roster that they could put forward. And it's noteworthy, too, that the Dodgers went with the same thing, 14 position players and 12 pitchers. So coming up next, we are going to go position by position, looking at which of these two teams has an edge at each position. And then ultimately, we will make a prediction for this upcoming series, which I just cannot wait for it to get started tonight. But before we get into that, did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's really something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. Coconut, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. You want to know what my favorite flavor is? Well, it's almost impossible for me to choose. Raspberry, though, is just a really great flavor to me. And what's great about it is it's coming in with, you know, a ton of protein, 17 to 18 grams, and also only 4 to 5 grams of sugar. And that is so important to me. It's important that these bars are healthy, and they absolutely are. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, as promised, we are going to go position by position, comparing these two juggernaut teams. Man, this is such a great matchup. It is a little unfortunate that it's in the division series and not the championship series. Even Evan Longoria said that in his, you know, playoff meeting with the media yesterday, that, you know, maybe MLB needs to look at this and make some changes, because it's a little bit unfortunate that one of these teams is going home after the first round of the playoffs. A little bit unfair would be maybe the word to use. Anyway, thanks again for making Locked On Giants your first listen every day. A reminder that we are free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. So anyway, I was inspired to do this by Mike Petriello of MLB.com, going position by position. And Mike is really good about, you know, he's not one of these people I've been complaining about over the last few days. One of these national analysts who is just like, oh, the Giants. I put something out on Twitter yesterday from The Athletic, and it was a National League player giving his take on this upcoming series. And man, was that a bad take that the player had. He was saying that the Giants don't have any power outside of Chris Bryant. And he was saying that he's happy that the Giants had a good season because it shows that the old school way of playing baseball, just not striking out, putting the ball in play and manufacturing runs, still has a place in today's game. What? Nothing could be further from the truth with this Giants team. They led the league in home runs, and they led the league in percentage of runs scored via the home run. So how does that team not have any power, and how does that team manufacture runs more than other teams? I mean, yes, runs are always good. I'm not saying manufacturing runs are bad. If the alternative is no runs, great, manufacture away. But also, the Giants hit for power. And so that guy is clueless, even though he's a current player. But anyway, the point of all that was to say Mike Petriello is a national writer for MLB.com, and he gets it, though. He understands the Giants. And if you read his position-by-position breakdown of the Giants and Dodgers, he's spot on with everything. The one thing, one complaint is about the bullpen, and we'll talk about that when he gets to that. But we'll go through what he said, and I'll tell you if I agree or disagree. I also just want to quickly mention, I know that I said yesterday we would be talking with the host of Locked On Dodgers today. We were unable to align on a time that worked for both of us. And so obviously we were unable to do that. But that's just, you know, to quickly explain why today there's no crossover with Jeff Snyder from Locked On Dodgers. Anyway, without further delay, position by position, Giants and Dodgers, NLDS matchup. Wow, so excited. Catcher. It starts off with a bang. I mean, these two teams may have the two best catchers in the game right now, Buster Posey and Will Smith. Now, Mike Petriello gives the small advantage to the Giants, and I think that that's fair. The stats that Petriello points to are Posey's 140 OPS plus compared to Will Smith's 130. Now, I usually use weighted runs created plus. They're similar. They're similar metrics. So I assume that Posey has the slight edge in weighted runs created plus two. And yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue with this. I think it's kind of a toss-up. Both teams have really good catchers behind the plate. Posey has that, you know, veteran experience and leadership. I don't know. Maybe he can come in and calm a pitcher down slightly better than Will Smith. I have no idea. But Petriello also points out that Posey is a better framer. And I think that can make a huge difference, especially considering some of the umpires in this series. Angel Hernandez, I don't know if he's going to be behind the plate at any point calling balls and strikes, but he's notoriously one of the worst umpires in the game, just to be frank about it. And somehow he gets a postseason series. I really don't understand that. He's kind of widely viewed as one of the worst umpires in the game, and his strike zone, man, he makes some bad calls sometimes. So framing is always a big deal in any individual game, and you never know in a big spot if framing a pitch can be the difference between a win and a loss. And so anyway, yeah, these are two great catchers, but I'm a little biased. I probably will be at most of these positions, but I'll give the edge to Posey as well. The one thing is that offensively, he did kind of cool down down the stretch in the second half of the season, but he had that big game 162, a couple of huge hits, particularly his first hit of the game, scored the first runs of the game with two outs. So if Posey can get it going, that would just be a huge boon to this Giants team. Now moving on to first base, this is a really interesting position for these two teams because both teams lost their star level first baseman. Max Muncy injured his elbow, dislocated his elbow in kind of a gruesome collision in game 162. And like Brandon Belt, they're hopeful that maybe he can come back later in the playoffs. But of course, Brandon Belt broke his thumb a couple weeks before the season ended, or you know, about 10 days before the season ended. So very unfortunate for both teams. These are two of the better players on both rosters, and both teams don't have those players. So what the Dodgers are going to do is a platoon of Albert Pujols and Matt Beatty. And that's actually not a guarantee. I would say that it's possible that we see Cody Bellinger at first base and Gavin Lux in the outfield. That's just me. Mike Petriello here says it'll be Beatty and Pujols. I actually don't think, I think that they'll probably go with Cody Bellinger instead. But for the Giants, they're going to go with, of course, their platoon of Wilmer Flores, Darren Ruff, and Lamont Wade Jr. at first base. I think that's a pretty safe assumption. And Petriello gives the small advantage to the Giants. I appreciate that. He understands that this platoon of Ruff, Flores, and Wade Jr., Ruff and Flores being right-handed, Wade Jr. being left-handed, is good. That's the thing about the Giants, is like you look at the star talent on the Dodgers, and then you look at, you know, Wilmer Flores, kind of a journeyman utility player. Darren Ruff had a rough start to his major league career, then goes to Korea, but then has come back with the Giants and has been great. Lamont Wade Jr., if you're not a hardcore baseball fan, you may not have ever even heard of him. But of course, we know he's just been so good and clutch for this Giants team. But Petriello understands those players, the production is there. And so he gives a small advantage to the Giants. And I think that that is totally spot on. At second base, he gives a big advantage to the Dodgers. And this is the platoon of Tommy La Stella and Donovan Solano. Tommy La Stella starts against righties, Solano against lefties. But for the Dodgers, they just have Trey Turner out there every single night. And I agree, that's a big advantage for the Los Angeles Dodgers. At the shortstop position, this is awesome. He gives the advantage to the Giants, a small advantage to the Giants with Brandon Crawford against Corey Seager. And I mean, it's right. The production is absolutely there. Crawford, as Petriello notes, looked completely washed. Absolutely finished is his exact words. And then he worked hard to revamp his swing, had a better 2020, and then an explosive 2021 with a 141 OPS plus. Corey Seager, obviously a great player. Petriello notes that the offense is kind of similar right now, and Crawford is a better defensive player. And man, can we attest to that? Crawford has been so good defensively in his entire career, but really he looked to be declining in that area as well. And then he's turned that around and he's just been a difference maker defensively this season. And so, man, can you imagine a couple years ago saying that Crawford would have the edge over Corey Seager in a competition at a position in a playoff series? I mean, obviously in any series, anybody can perform better than anybody else, but I'm talking about previewing the series, saying Crawford is better than Seager. It did not look possible a couple years ago, but that's how much Brandon Crawford has improved. And so, you know, huge credit to him for doing that. And the small advantage going to the Giants, I would say it's kind of a wash, but defensively, you know, I've seen Seager make some mistakes down the stretch and even in the wild card game, I believe, either in the wild card game or game 162, he's made some mistakes, and that could be the difference, the defense that these teams get out of the shortstop position. I mean, it could make the difference in any one game. And so, yeah, I'll give a small advantage to the Giants as well, I guess. So anyway, coming up next, we are going to continue to look through third base, outfield, and then pitching. And then ultimately, I'm going to make a prediction for what I think is going to happen in this series, which of course gets underway tonight. But first, We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this year. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, as promised, we are going to continue to go position by position, comparing these two great, great teams, and then ultimately we're going to make a prediction for how it's going to go. Now, at third base, I think this is a pretty easy call. The advantage goes to the Dodgers, who have Justin Turner, where the Giants have Evan Longoria. Longoria, stabilizing presence defensively, but has kind of fallen off offensively over the last month plus of the season. And so it's an area of possible weakness for the Giants. They really need Evan Longoria's bat to contribute in some type of way. The Dodgers are going to throw out, of course, Walker Buehler tonight, as we'll talk about the rotations in a second. I think Longoria has a better shot when there's a lefty on the mound, and the Giants will see Julio Urias in game two of this series. So maybe that's where Evan Longoria makes his impact. But to me, a critical part of these types of games are, you know, if Longoria or Posey, some of these right-handed hitters come up against a right-handed pitcher with guys on base, can they get the ball in the air? Because for Longoria and Posey, when they're pulling the ball on the ground, that is never a good sign, and it's an easy double play opportunity for the opposition. So that's what I'm looking for. Longoria is kind of at his best when he's driving the ball in the air, including to the opposite field. So that's what I'm looking for. And, you know, Justin Turner is just really, really good. And the Dodgers clearly have the advantage there. So in left field, Petriello points out that it's probably going to be Chris Bryant for the Giants logging most of the innings there. But that's not necessarily true. We could see Bryant at first base. We could see Bryant at third base. We could see Wade or Ruff or Slater, all kinds of different possibilities in left. And for the Dodgers, it's mostly probably going to be AJ Pollock. And so it's kind of a wash, in my opinion. Petriello says a tiny, barely existent advantage for the Giants. But to me, you're talking about Bryant, you're talking about AJ Pollock. Both are good players, and I would kind of give it a push. Bryant hasn't been that great, frankly, with the Giants. He's been above average offensively. He's made some mistakes defensively, both in the outfield and at third base. And so it's, you know, Pollock has had a really, really good season for the Dodgers. So this, you know, on paper, people may think Bryant is the star and Pollock isn't quite at that level. But in terms of how, you know, the industry feels and how these guys are kind of playing over the course of more recent history, I think it's more of a push. And you could possibly even say the advantage goes to Pollock. So anyway, moving on to center field, it's a possibility that we're going to see Cody Bellinger. It's a possibility that we're going to see Gavin Lux. And with the Giants, it's kind of a similar story. Didn't even mention Chris Taylor is a possibility. For the Giants, we could see Steven Duggar, Mike Yastrzemski, Austin Slater, and on and on. I mean, that's probably mostly it. We could see Chris Bryant in center. He did play some center with the Giants. So it's hard to say, you know, who has the advantage at this position, because it's going to be any number of guys. So I'm inclined to kind of give them a push at this position. Cody Bellinger has had a miserable 2021 season, as Petriello points out, a 45 OPS plus, and, you know, he won the National League MVP in 2019. So he's really fallen off. He had an injury in the postseason last year, and apparently that's been part of his struggles coming back from that. So it's hard to say, again, because there's so many moving parts. I think that it's kind of a push. It depends. Cody Bellinger had a solid game in the wildcard game, so he could definitely make a difference. But so could, Yastrzemski and Slater. I don't feel so good about Steven Duggar. If he's starting game, I don't think Steven Duggar is going to be starting games for the Giants in the postseason, but I could be wrong. So we shall see there. In right field, it's an obvious call. It's Mookie Betts in right for the Dodgers. In right for the Giants, we're probably going to see mostly Mike Yastrzemski, but Yastrzemski could end up being a guy who starts in center field with, you know, Wade in right field and then maybe Ruff at first base. There's all kinds of different iterations of the Giants lineup that they could go to. So regardless, the advantage goes to Mookie Betts and the Dodgers. In the starting rotation, Max Scherzer pitched in the wildcard game, so he's not available for the first couple games here. Yet the Dodgers are able to go with Walker Buehler and Julio Urias in the first two games of this series. So that gives them, you know, it's almost like it doesn't matter that they had to play in the wildcard game at this point. They're set up perfectly fine. And that's why winning at least one of these first two games is critical, because in game three, it's going to be their best in Max Scherzer against your third starter, who would probably be Alex Wood. And so, you know, game three is going to be a heavy advantage for the Dodgers. Game four would be Tony Gonsolin against probably Anthony DeSclafani. And maybe you push up Logan Webb if you're facing elimination or something. So we shall see. I think it's pretty evenly matched, which is a testament to how good the Giants have been, because you're talking about Buehler, Urias, Scherzer as a top three in a rotation. That's about as good as it gets. But Clayton Kershaw is injured, and Trevor Bauer, of course, we all know what happened there. So, you know, they could have been stronger, but this is who they are now. And Logan Webb, Kevin Gausman, that's a really, really good top two as well. So, you know, if anyone has an advantage, I can't say the Giants have an advantage. If anything, it's even, but it may be advantage Dodgers, but it would be slight. In the bullpen, this is like the one area where I had a little bit of a gripe with Petriello's analysis, because he just said the Giants had a better, the Giants led the majors in ERA in September by their bullpen. That may be true, and it is true, but they also led the majors in ERA on the season by their bullpen. So I'm just kind of like, why didn't you point that out? Why didn't you just say they had the best ERA in September when they had by far the best ERA in the whole season at 2.99? But second place was the Dodgers. So the Dodgers have some big names, Blake Treinen, Kenley Jansen, and then everybody else is good too. And the Giants have lesser known names, but have been very effective. So just like with the rotation, I would say it's either a push or you kind of give the advantage to the Dodgers, even though the Giants had the better ERA on the season by their bullpen. Camilo Doval and Kervin Castro both make this Giants playoff bullpen, and both could be difference makers, especially Doval. I think if there's a close game late, he's going to come in and pitch, and you know, the national world is going to get exposed to Camilo Doval and his 102 mile an hour fastball and wipeout slider. So that hopefully will be fun. So yeah, it's time for me to make a prediction. And I'm going to go Giants in five, because I think that these teams are so tight and close, as I said, not just this year when the Giants went 10-9 against LA, but dating back to 2013, when the Dodgers are like 300 games over 500 against the league, they're only two games over 500 against the Giants. So I expect and hope that we're talking about tight, competitive games, that the Giants find a way to win, which is what they've been able to do this season, and hopefully some more magical memories between these two teams, and the Giants pull out in front. To me, the difference may just be home field advantage, the Giants getting to play three games in front of the home crowd and the Dodgers only getting two, because the Giants won the division by one. All year long, the Giants have just edged out the Dodgers, so why change anything now? That's kind of where I'm going with that. So anyway, we'll be back on Monday. We'll have two playoff games against the Dodgers to talk about, so that's going to be a ton of fun. Please come back for that. We are free and available on all platforms every single weekday. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, liking, commenting, subscribing on YouTube, all of that good stuff. So thank you in advance, and thank you to everyone who's done so already. I can't wait to be with you again on Monday. Thanks again for listening. Go Giants. You are now Locked on Giants.